We're continuing the Chazon Ish Emunah U'Bitachon. We're up to the 8th section of the first chapter. Inyan ha-dimayon hu koach ne'etzal min ha-sechel v'hu shitchi bilti yuni. Imagination. This is one of the most important sections of this book. This is a short, concise, important, highly important point. Our imagination is a function that stems from the brain. Vehu shitchi. Imagination is superficial. Bilti iyuni. Imagination doesn't go into depth. V'tivo l'shachnea ta'adam. But the nature of imagination is to convince us. V'le'esor et libo shelo yachshov neged dimyono. Imagination has a way of entrapping the heart so that we don't think in contradiction with our imagination. ולעומת זה השכל הוא תמיד איש ריבו של הדמיון. But standing as the antithesis of the imagination, the antagonist of the imagination is the mind. He is always standing, he is a constant nemesis to the imagination. והאדם מכיר בשכלו, כי הדמיון לאו בר סמכה הוא. And in our mind, we recognize that imagination cannot be relied upon. אבל לעתים ינצח הדמיון, ויותו תוקף על האדם ביותר. But at times, imagination prevails. For imagination sometimes is very persistent. Oh. Now you understand the Chazon Ish over here is alluding to that fine line between understanding and emunah and imagination and what people would like to call faith. Divrei hayamim v'korot olam hem me'alfim harbe et hachacham bedarko. History books, when you understand what's happened in history, that is a great teacher to the wise man. Val toldot ha'avar yeyaser adnei chokhmato. And based on the happenings of the past, yeyased, he will lay the foundations of his wisdom. You learn from what happened in the past. Ve'omnam biyot ha'adam ohev lechadesh v'le'artzot lifnei kahal. Being that a person likes to find something that's new, and he likes to speak to the masses, nitzberu harbe shekarim b'sifrei ha'toladot. And so the history books are filled with lies. Ki ben adam eino sone et hakazav b'tivo, because our nature does not detest lies. ורבים אוהבים אותו ומשתעשים בו שעשועי ידידות. And there are many who love the lie and they have their friendly pastimes with lies. So to speak, that's their pastime. They have a relationship, so to speak, a friendship with lying. ועל החכם להבר בסיפורי הסופרים, לקבל את האמת ולזרות את הכזבים. And the wise person has to sift through the stories in order to accept the truth and sift out the lies. וכאן יש קו נרחב אל הדמיון. And here you have a wide opening for the imagination. כי טבע הדמיון למהר ולהתקדם ולהגיד משפט. Because the nature of our imagination is to rush forward and make a statement, terem she'asech lechin mozne mishpat lishkol befedes davar alofno, before the mind has a chance to think, wait a second, is that right? V'adimayon choretz mishpato kerega. But the imagination, oh, well, our imagination can decide in a fleeting moment what the truth is, right? Ma'u min ha'emet u'ma'u min ha'kazav. Our imagination is very quick to decide. No questions there. So, the Chazon Ish here is saying, we have imagination. Imagination is superficial. It attracts a person, it draws a person, it convinces a person. We have the intellect to contend with our tendencies to follow the imagination, but we are drawn by our imagination. As we read the history books, we have to realize that an intelligent person learns from history. He makes his decision towards his future based on what he's learned from history. And yet, as you try to learn from history, you must apply your imagination, because you realize that the ones who recorded history were interested in being sensational. And if they want to be sensational, so then they're very quick to write things that are lies, because our nature does not detest lies. And so we have to be careful not to let our imagination decide what is true or false, as our imagination is quick to talk, and if we don't apply our intellect to control what we say, so then we're quick to say something even though it's not necessarily true. By the same token, when we analyze history, we shouldn't be quick to accept anything. Stop, think, analyze, learn from it, but don't be quick to accept it. In the next chapter, we'll be discussing our imagination and our perception of the world we live in. Okay? We'll see that next time.